This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. If you're happy and you know it, are you actually a healthier person? That's what a new center being established today at the Harvard School of Public Health aims to find out. The Lee Kum-Shung Center for Health and Happiness will examine how positive aspects of everyday life can affect mental and physical health. One of the center's co-directors, Professor K. Vishwanath, joins us now from Hong Kong, where there was a ceremony today with the center's major donors. Professor Vishwanath, good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, or good evening here in Hong Kong. Pleased to be here.
To many people, Professor, happiness and emotional well-being are subjective ideas. So tell us how the center will scientifically identify happiness and then study it.
That is correct. In many ways, happiness is indeed subjective. But the goal of the center goes beyond one single definition of happiness to really understand the variety of factors that contribute to dimensions of happiness. You know, is it a personal state of mind? Is it a sense of purposefulness in life? Or is it a sense of gratitude for what one has? I think it is this variety of dimensions that are measurable and that are of particular interest.
Why is it important for us to know this?
The critical reason is that if we know the different dimensions and factors contribute to this sense of psychological well-being, then we should be able to intervene. We do have some evidence that happiness or the sense of psychological well-being is related to health. If we understand what are the different dimensions that contribute to this well-being, then one might be able to develop both public health programs and policies that could contribute to this well-being.
A recent United Nations report ranked the U.S. as the 13th happiest country in the world, with Denmark ranked number one. What do you think that difference means, or do we know what that difference means in terms of how healthy Americans are versus people in Denmark?
Sure. So there are a number of factors at play which scientists have identified as contributing to a sense of happiness. So, you know, for example, among those issues, we include homogeneity of the population, income disparity, crime and violence, levels of corruption, you know, family cohesiveness, and family stress. We, as a country, are emerging from a rather traumatic economic disruption over the last few years, and income disparity is growing. And it is quite conceivable that these factors had a significant role in the way we feel this sense of psychological well-being.
Do you imagine that in the long run, with the research that will come out of this center, we can figure out a way to make us all more happy?
A short answer is yes, but a more complex or nuanced answer to that would be we can certainly figure out what are the set of factors that could potentially lead to this sense of well-being and ultimately contribute to health, and how these different factors weigh in each given situation and context, and programs and policies can accordingly be tailored or customized to those situations.
Professor Vishwanath, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
Professor K. Vishwanath is the co-director of Harvard's new Lee Kum-Shung Center for Health and Happiness.